Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, Parshas Tzav, Tavshim Pei Dalet. Parshas Tzav is a parsha of Korbanos. It's highly ritualistic, and we want to extract some interesting parts of the parsha for some lessons and so to understand the parsha. For example, there is the mitzvah of a korban mincha. The korban mincha, in contrast to the animal offerings, is a flower offering, okay? And there are different types of korban minchas. The flower is made into different types of menachos. And so, but what happens over here with the korban mincha? Basically, the basic understanding is that there's a container of flour, right? A pot of flour. And the kohen, who does the offers the korban, he comes in and he pinches off a small part of the flour by using his hands, and with three fingers, he kind of holds that into that, and that part is called the kemitza. The kemitza is the part that he siphons off, and that's put on the mizbeach, and it's burnt. And the rest of the korban mincha is called shirayim. Shirayim means leftovers, and the leftovers are eaten by the kohanim. Okay, so there's a very small portion that's offered, and the rest of it is eaten by the kohen. Now, the and Perek Vav, a pasuk, a tezvav, it says, "Vakona Mashiach tachto mi banav yasa osa chokolam lashem kolil toktar." Okay, talking about the fact how it's offered. Then it says, "V'chol minchas kohen." Now, if a Kohen offers up his own personal mincha, when he is the Kohen, and that he is offering his own mincha, right? So then, lo se ochel, it is not eaten. Even though, if he is the Kohen that's performing the service on your mincha, he does the kemitza, he offers it on the mizbeach, and the Kohanim eat the rest of the mincha. However, if he is the Kohen who's doing the rituals of his own mincha, then the whole thing gets burnt. Nothing is eaten. That's what the pasuk says. And Rashi calls it, it says, kalil tehiyeh, kalil kula shava l'gavoa. Everything goes up to gavoa. Because that's the Rashi. Now, there is how do we understand this? Is there a rationale for this? Why is there a difference between his own personal mincha if he brings it that the entire carbon is burnt and otherwise it's given out to eat? So here, the Ramban, last week we had the Ramban quoting the Mor Nevuchim of the Rambam and explaining carbonus, and he does it several times again, quoting the Mor Nevuchim. So the Ramban reads as follows. I didn't ask you to take out the Rambans, but it says as follows. The Mor Nevuchim says the reason why it is that that the whole thing is offered up. The Kohen generally officiates at his own carbon. As if he's bringing a carbon, he's not asking a fellow Kohen to do it. Right? He comes and he's going to officiate, so to speak, at his own carbon. Right? If he's going to offer that mincha, and he's going to end up eating the mincha as is customary by all the other minchas, that's the halacha. So then, he'll consider it as if he didn't offer anything at all, because again, what is he offering up? A very small, meager portion, the amount that fits into this kind of pinch using your three fingers. So that part is going to go on the mizbeach, and everything else is eaten, and he's bringing the carbon. So he's going to feel, what did I accomplish here? That I didn't, it's getting eaten. Ki minchas yochid lo yikra mimenu ki im halavon ev akomis. A regular, mincha, nothing is offered up, but again, the lavon, the frankincense, and this, like I said, the three fingers, that's nothing. That's very small. Velo dai b'mi, it's that carbon. So it's not enough that that small, meager part is offered up. He's going to eat everything else, and he's going to come out with the feeling, what did I just do over here? I wanted to bring the carbon, right? Yeah, I just wanted to say something else. Relative to what we spoke about last week, and just to add on something in the Ramban's general understanding of what a carbon is, and we talked about the difference of opinion between Cain and Hevel, and we said that Cain felt that you play down the physical aspect of the carbon, because if you bring a nice gift, it's kind of showing that Hashem needs it and he doesn't need it. It's only your inner service. And Hevel felt, no, that it's true that it's an inner service, but you have to approach it the way you would normally graciously give a gift, right? We spoke about that. We do know, because the Pasuk tells us, and it's pointed out and by Chazal, that in terms of Adam ki Yaakov mikem, a nefesh ki Sakov, a business, if a soul brings a carbon, it's considered as if he offered up his soul. That expression, that pasuk, is used not only when he brings an animal, but even if he brings birds, and even if he brings only flour. Right, if all the person can afford is flour, and we have in last week's parsha, we didn't talk about this, the sliding scale carbon, where in certain instances, if a person cannot afford an animal and he can't even afford a bird, he brings flour. Still, the Torah characterizes that as nefesh kisakov. It's like he's offering his body. So Hashem is not looking at the price of the carbon. He's not looking at, you know, the big livestock, the big animal. He's looking at what your intent is when you bring the carbon. I just wanted to express that. Now, So the Moreh Nevuchim is saying over here that that if a kohen's bringing this carbon mincha, and yet he gets to eat the whole thing, like it's what is he coming out? So what did I do for Hashem? I just brought three fingers of a pinch, and the rest I'm eating. So Yochum, what we said before you walked in is that every carbon mincha that's brought, what happens is the kohen does the kemitza, right? And other kohanim actually eat; they share in the rest of the mincha. But if a kohen brings his own personal mincha, so there the Torah says the whole thing is burnt. Nothing is, in other words, nothing is eaten. And the Ramban is quoting the Moreh Nevuchim, because if he would eat it, he would emerge feeling, what did I do for Hashem? Nothing. I just put a little bit on the mizbeach. And therefore, the Torah changes the kind of service you do to the Korban Mincha. This is what the Ramban is quoting in the from the Moreh Nevuchim. And the Sefer Shem Derech, he says, I have a problem because it says Zion Tess, and further along, when it talks about they eat the Mincha, it says, he says, any meal offering that is baked in the oven, and any that is made in a deep pan or a shallow pan, so like it shall belong to the kohen who offers it. It shall be his. Now Rashi says, it's his. I would think that it's only his. Tam lomar, the Torah says, no. L'chol b'nei Aaron tiyah. It belongs to all the other kohanim. Yochel l'kulin, I would think it belongs to literally every kohen. Like, so how do we resolve this? Tamalomar l'kohen amakov, it's his. Well, then you said it's everyone's. No, Hoketz said, how do we resolve this? L'beis av every day another family of kohanim did the service, right? So it belongs to that family. They were on everyone had their own day, their own shift. So it belongs to all the kohanim on that shift. Okay, so your typical kohen, let's say the kohen's name is Yankel. Yankel the kohen does the rituals, right? But everybody else on that shift from his family, they split the mincha and they eat it. Okay, so that's typically what happens. So Reb Simcha Zissel Brody here in his Sefer asks a question. He says, on the Ramban's language is, that we just read, Yaakov mincha v'yochlenu hu ba'atzmo, the Rambam says that if he would bring the carbon and he would eat it himself, he would feel like what? He really didn't accomplish anything. But he's asking, but that's not the alternative to what the halacha. The alternative would have been that if he brings his karban, he would have shared it with all the other kahanim. It's not that he would eat it himself. In other words, you have to understand something over here. In other words, the mere fact, if I'm the officiating Kohen, right, and I'm bringing your korban, Jimmy, right, so it's not that I feel I didn't do anything, right, because I'm just the officiating Kohen, but if I'm bringing my own personal korban, so I want to emerge with a feeling that I was makor something, not if I eat it all. But I'm not eating it all, ask for some pieces of protein in the sefer. It would belong to all of the kahanim as well. So why is that? So that's one question that he asked. Another question, and I was thinking about this question also, you know, what happens, and I'm not sure, I have to look into this, what happens if a Kohen he's the Kohen of his own shlomim. Shlomim is a peace offering that it's eaten by Kohanim and also eaten by the owners. So let's say he's the owner of his own carbon shlomim. It would seem, although I didn't really dig deep into this yesterday, but it would seem that he eats it all because the part that goes to the owners, he's the owner. The part that goes to the Kohen, so it would seem that he could eat that also. He could choose to be his own Kohen. I don't know that it says anywhere that he has to distribute it out. If that would be the case, why don't you have this concern with every shlomim that the Kohen does on his own? Listen, if a Kohen is bringing his own shlomim, if my assumption is correct, that he gets to eat all of the parts of the animal that's eaten, so why will he also not merge with the feeling, hey, what did I do for Hashem?
So
that's what I was going to say. So I was going to say the only answer I have is that by the mincha, you only have three fingers of that's mikra, but over here that you have the rosh, the head, you have the fats, you have the lungs, you have the kidney. In other words, you have all of the internal parts that are not eaten. So that could be substantial enough to give him the feeling that he's done something. That's what Rabbi Muser said is what I was toying with last night. The Ramban, the Sefer Sham Derech also asked the answer that the Gemara in Sota, Yochanan, Gemara in Sota, if you remember, on Daf Chav Gimel and Aleph says that a wife of a Kohen, she wasn't born a Kohenis, the wife of a Kohen, she's Yisraelis, her mincha is not eaten also because he has a portion in it. It's her mincha. It's his wife's mincha. She's coming to the Beis HaMikdash. She's bringing a mincha. She chooses her husband to be the officiating Kohen, right? And Rashi says, Shehi makriya mishalo, because it means she has a portion in it. She's bringing from his funds. And it says, kol minchas Kohen kolel tehiyeh. And the Rambam says the same thing, that anyone who's married to a Kohen, no matter what her lineage is, the korban, right, is not eaten because of his portion. So he kind of says, though, then how does this really work out? If it's his own korban, you understand? So he's going to have this thought, what did I do for Hashem? But it's hers. The only thing is he has a monetary stake in it because she's bringing it from their joint funds, if you understand it that way. So then why would it be that he's going to feel that he's going to feel bad his wife didn't do anything? It's just kind of stretching it a little bit. So he asked that question. Okay, we're going to leave that just to familiarize ourselves with these aspects of the of that carbon. Now, the Sefer Sham Derech, in a different piece, he takes this whole concept of the Ramban, quoting the Mora Nevuchim, and he wants to say as follows. He says, this fact that the Kohen, that the Torah changes the ritualistic part of the mincha based on the thought process of the Kohen, he finds in this something fascinating, which I don't know that I share his zeal on this observation. But he says, you see that the man made out of flesh and blood, right, our thoughts and our attitudes, we shape and change what should have been a different halacha, a different way of doing a korban. The korban ideally should be a mincha that's burnt. That's what every mincha is. But the Torah takes into account that this personal Kohen, he's going to have that attitude, what did I do for Hashem if the whole mincha is burnt? So therefore the Torah changes the whole ritual of the korban and it makes it a burnt korban rather than an eaten korban. I just think it's before I kind of elaborate on that in the few minutes that we have, I just want to say this. Relative to what I pointed out earlier, that the Mor Nevuchim says, right, that if the Kohen is going to eat the korban himself, right, that's the then he will feel he didn't do anything for Hashem. Now, on that point, this question notwithstanding, on that point, Reb Simchah Zissel Brody asked a question, that's not true, it seems, that he would have eaten it himself. The alternative to him not offering all up to Hashem is not that he would be eating it, because I just read you the Rashi, that they all split it, right? So why does so that kasha notwithstanding, okay? But let's taka say that that Reb Simcha Zissel's observation is correct, and had the Torah not changed the character of the korban, and if a Kohen brings his own personal mincha, he would have given it to every other Kohen to eat. Would he also have had that feeling that I didn't do anything? I brought a mincha and all the kahanim are eating it. I'm bringing out a point. In other words, when the Mor Nevuchim says that the Kohen will feel inadequate, that his carbon didn't hit the mark because it's being consumed, he says because it's being consumed by himself, right? The Mor Nevuchim, did he say dafka? And however, we're going to answer the kasha that he asks on the Mor Nevuchim, the kasha being it seems that other kahanim would have eaten it. But once that kasha is answered, okay, and the Rambam will have a source that he would have eaten his own carbon, right? Is it only because he's eating his own carbon he's going to have that feeling, what did I do for Hashem? Let's say the halacha would be, even according to the Rambam, that if a Kohen would have brought the carbon before the Torah tells us this new halacha, it would have fallen into the other halacha that he pinches a little off and all the other kahanim on the shift eat it. Would he also have felt, what did I do? It seems that, no, what I'm trying to say is that would he have felt also that, you know, it's being all eaten up and what did I do with my, what? How did I get a kapora? Would he feel that way? It seems in the Rambam he's only feeling that way because he's the one that's consuming the carbon. But if everybody else would have been consuming the carbon, he would not have been left with that thought. I think the pshat would be, I'd like to suggest this, there's a pasuk that says, "Va'ochlu osam asher kupar behem." When we bring a korban, so the owners give part of the korban over to the kohen, and they eat the korban. And Rashi says that "Va'ochlu osam asher kupar behem," that when a kohen eats the korban that's allotted to him, it's not just a regular eating, like, you know, you have a barbecue. What it is that his eating is a holy act. It's part of the kapora, the kapova ochloson. When the kohanim eat the korban, asher kupabem, then the owners get their total forgiveness. Part of the forgiveness comes when you have sprinkled the blood. And when the kohanim eat the korban, right, they're enjoying it, but there's some kind of residual benefit, spiritual benefit that the owners have as well. The ochloson, asher kupabem. So Rashi tells us the kohanim and the owners get the kapora. Now, it could be, I'm just thinking, that when a Kohen would officiate at his own carbon, had the Torah not said that the whole thing is, I don't mean carbon, I'm talking about mincha again. If the halacha would have been that the Kohen brings a mincha and he does it exactly like he would do it for anyone else, namely the pinch goes on the mizbech, the kmitza goes on the mizbech, and all the kahanim on the shift, they share in the eating, I would like to suggest then the Kohen would not feel, what did I do for Hashem? Because he would view the eating of all his fellow Kohanim as part of the ritual, as part of the Avoda. They're eating holy food and they're bringing kapora. But if it's him himself, in other words, I'm going to be more magnanimous in my attitude towards what when you're eating a nice steak, barbecue steak, you're doing it and affecting a mitzvah. You're affecting a kapora. But if at the end of the day he's eating the meat, yeah, he might know academically that he's doing a holy thing. But maybe the pshat is he can't help but feel, I'm enjoying this too much. And how is why is my enjoyment going to be a mitzvah and create that full concept of the korban that I'm doing it for Hashem? So let me just recap. What we learned today was the regular ritual is when I'm a kohen, I officiate at Jimmy's korban. So I take a pinch off, I put on the mizbeach, and then all the other kahanim, they eat the rest of that mincha. The other kahanim on the shift, as Rashi tells me. When I am the kohen and I bring my personal korban, I don't, no one else eats that. Everything is put on the Mizbeach. The Torah changed the character of the korban. Why? Says the Moreh Nevuchim, because if I would see that I'm eating the korban, then I would feel, what did I do for Hashem? And therefore the Torah says, no, so you don't eat it, you put it all on the Mizbeach. I was commenting that the alternative to that, says the Rambam, would have been that I'd be eating the whole korban. He asks the question, the Shem Derech, why is that so? Wouldn't all the Kahanim get the korban? That question is going to not get answered. But I would like to say, had that been the case, that all the Kahanim would get the part of the mincha, right, then it may very well be that the Kohen would not have emerged feeling, I didn't do anything for Hashem, because when he sees that the other Kahanim eat their, well, in this case, the mincha, not the steak. I kept on saying steak before, but it was when they eat their part of the mincha, so there's a kapora that's achieved, and therefore he'd feel good about that. But when he's eating that part of the mincha himself, so therefore he's going to feel, I'm enjoying it too much, and I'm not really... You know, it's too much for a kapora for me to eat it. In other words, I'm not really affecting what I wanted to do with this carbon. Okay, have a good day. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.